The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Pamela, welcome back. How you doing?
I'm great. I'm excited. Who doesn't get excited about a three-day weekend?
Oh, yes. For those of you who actually get one. But let's talk about projects here. What kind of things can we get done on a three-day weekend?
So there's a lot that you can do, and we've got tons of ideas at HouseLogic.com, but let me throw one out there for you.
Yeah.
A great project is installing rigid flower bed edging. That's that nice, crisp edge where your lawn meets the flower beds. When you've got one of those, your property looks so neat.
Yeah, and actually, there's a nice thing. If you're mowing, this makes mowing easier.
Exactly, in addition to making it look really nice. So so we recommend one of a number of different materials. So steel is a great way to get that crisp edge, and that'll run you about $1.25 per linear foot. Or aluminum, a little more expensive, to about $2.25 per linear foot. Or there's the rigid plastic or fiberglass that you see in home stores, and that'll run you about $1.65 per linear foot. So to set it up, you want to use a charged garden hose to lay out a nice smooth curve. And a charged garden hose just means one that's full of water and makes a smoother, kink-free curve. You can also take spray paint and do it, you know, do your curve with the spray paint. But go back to the hose for a second. To charge it up, turn on the spigot, but leave the sprayer off, you know, so the water doesn't come out the other end, and that's what gets it nice and taut and full of water on the garden hose. So the garden hose is your guide. Following the hose outline, use a lawn edge or spade to cut away excess sod and to make a kind of incision for the edging. You want to tap in the edging with a rubber mallet all along, and then, you know, add the stakes. And then trim the edging with a hacksaw. Use a speed square to mark the cuts on the edging.
Okay. The garden is kind of my wife's deal. So, and she loves to use that hacksaw thing. So how about something in the garage for us guys?
So, you know, absolutely. My husband is one of you guys that hangs out in the garage. But ladies are interested in that, too. And especially having an organized garage where we can find things. And creating garage storage is a great weekend project. But shopping for garage storage solutions is a little bit like being a kid in a candy store. There are shelves and hooks and hangers and, oh my, just on and on and on. So you have to prioritize or you'll be overwhelmed. And how you do that is you have to figure out what needs you have in terms of organizing. How many long-handled landscape tools do you have? How many bikes? How many paint supplies? How many tools? All that sort of stuff. That helps you figure out what kind of storage you actually need. Then you want to measure your available space so you'll have a rough idea of where everything goes. Also, consider what you have to work with walls-wise in your garage. So what kind of wall space do you have? Many storage systems are made to be hung on drywall. Of course, hooks and heavy items should be fastened directly to studs. You can use a stud finder to locate your solid framing. It costs you about $20 at the hardware store if you don't already have one laying around in your garage. If your garage is unfinished, add strips of wood horizontally across the studs so you'll have something to fasten your storage goodies to. And that's, you know, a simple thing. Just get the wood at the hardware store.
All right. Now, what else can we get done?
Well, you know, hardscaping is really popular, so how about a flagstone pathway for a long weekend? You can use your charged garden hose, again, the one that's filled with water, to mark a meandering path about 3 feet wide because, you know, pathways look better when they're meandering. A straight walkway looks too straight, too severe. You want to arrange your flagstones within the path so they're about two to three, four inches apart and mark their location with sprinkled flour. It's a great way to do that. Sprinkling flour over the stones creates a kind of shadow outline on the ground, and then when you remove the stones, you have the perfect outline for cutting away the sod, so you know where your stones are going to go. And you want to cut away 3 to 4 inches of sod beneath each stone, then add a layer of sand, and then level the flagstone as you place them. A nice, fun project.
Terrific. Pamela Gertz-Kabati, thank you. And for more weekend DIY projects, go to houselogic.com/radio, and of course, you can follow House Logic on Facebook. Pamela, as always, thank you so much.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.